නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස Venerable Mahatheras, brothers and sisters, I have been asked to give a talk on Buddhism by this society. So I am going to give a short talk to you.
我们诸三长老，各位善友大德，本人非常荣幸，应邀来贵基金会做佛法的开示，因此我想做一个简单的演讲。
As I am a person 102 years old, I can't too long.If I talk too long, I feel tired. Therefore, please excuse me for if I cut short my talk.
我已经102岁了，因此我没有办法做太冗长的演讲。诸位应该要原谅我。如果我把演讲给截短的话
As I am going to stay some few days here, perhaps this may be the first talk of mine.
我来在台湾已经好几天了，今天晚上可能是我第一次的公开演讲。
My subject of this talk is,What is Buddhism?
今天晚上的题目是佛教是什么
What is Buddhism? This is the question. Who can answer this question properly?
这是一个题目，每一个人都可以用他自己的方式合理的做回答。佛教是什么
？The only person who can answer this question is Buddha himself.
但是，唯一能够回答的最正确的，那是佛陀他本人。
Let us see what he says.
让我们来看看佛陀怎么说。
On a certain occasion, the Lord Buddha, accompanied by a good number of his disciples, was traveling through a forest.
在若干的场合里头，在若干弟子的陪伴之下，世尊走过森林。
At a certain spot, he stopped.And picked up some leaves in his hand and showed it to his disciples and asked, My disciples, what are more numerous, either the leaves in my hand or the leaves in this vast forest?
走到某一个地方世尊就停了下来，从地上拿起几片叶子，就问他的弟子说：“你们看看，是我手上的树叶多，还是树上的叶子多呢？”
Then those disciples said, "Venerable sir, when compared."When you held up in your hand, you have held up only few leaves. When compared, the leaves in this forest are vast in number, uncountable. So many leaves are there in this jungle, but you have shown us only two leaves.
弟子们就回答佛说，师尊，您手上所拿的叶子可以说是非常的少，比起树上的叶子，树上的叶子是那么样多，是不可计数的，你手上的叶子只不过少少的几片而已。
Then the Lord Buddha said, my disciple, in exactly the same way, out of what I know, what I have taught you, and what I am teaching you, what I am going to teach you, are only two things.
佛陀就告诉弟子们说，弟子们，同样的情形，我告诉你们的，还有我将来告诉你们的，也只是我所证悟的一小部分。我所告诉你们的只有两件事。
Except these two things, other things I don't teach you.
除了这两件事以外，其他我都没有教你们。
Why? They don't deal with my purpose. They don't fulfill my purpose. They have nothing to do with my purpose. My purpose is to show you the freedom from suffering, dukkha.
为什么呢？如果能够以我教法的旨意而生活的，那就是真的实践了我的教法。我的教法只不过要诸位从苦之中得到解脱。
Therefore, I teach you only the things you should know, you should understand. These two things, what are the two things? The nature of your life, that is, your life is unsatisfactory, that is one. Or life is dukkha. The other one, freedom from dukkha or unsatisfactoriness. These are the two things I taught you, I teach you, I will teach you.
因此，你们必须了解，必须知道的，而且也是我只告诉你们的两件事情，就是人生的真相就是苦。第二件事情，怎么样子从苦里面得到解脱自在？我过去教给你们的，未来教给你们的，唯有这两件事情而已。
So it is now clear what the Buddha taught us was dukkha and dukkha nirodha. Dukkha means suffering, pain, unsatisfactoriness of this life. The other one is the freedom from all that.
因此，我们可以很清楚地知道，佛陀的教法就只包含这两件事。第一件就是苦，人生的不如意、烦恼、苦痛。第二件 就是从苦得到解脱自在。
Out of the two things, the first one is dukkha, suffering or unsatisfactoriness of life.
第一件事情就是人生的苦，人生的不如意。
It contains two ideas. One is the unsatisfactoriness of life and its cause. These two things.
苦包含两个部分。第一是人生的不如意。第二是苦的来源。
The freedom from dukkha refers to two things, the freedom from unsatisfactory nature of life and the way to that.
从苦得到解脱也包含两个部分。第一个部分是从苦得到解脱，第二个部分就是解脱苦的方法。
From this, it is evident, it is clear that Buddha has taught four things to us.
从上面的这句话，很显然的，很清楚的，佛陀告诉我们四件事情。
Suffering or unsatisfactoriness of life. The first thing.
第一，人生的苦不如意。
The cause of continuity of it is the second thing.
第二，苦的原因。
Freedom from this suffering is the third thing.
第三，从苦获得解脱。
Way to freedom from suffering is the fourth thing.
第四，解脱苦的方法。
These are the four truths.
这就是四圣谛。
What we call Buddhism is the description of these four truths.
佛教是什么？只不过是对这四圣谛的描述。
When you read Buddhist scriptures, you read so many stories, so many things, but all these things lead to one thing, to the realization of these four things.
当诸位读诵佛经的时候，诸位可以看到许多的故事，可以读到许多的事情，可是一切都是在解释这四圣谛。
Every teaching of the Lord Buddha ends in explanation of these four truths.
佛陀的一切教法，还有历代祖师的解释，都是在说明四圣谛。
Now I come to the first truth.
现在让我们来看看第一圣谛。
That is unsatisfactoriness of life.
那是人生的苦不如意。
In explaining this thing, I don't go to philosophical details.
在解释时候，我不想深入哲学方面的说明。
In a very simple way, I will explain how this life is unsatisfactory.
我只想用最简单的方法来解释人生的苦。
Suppose a man is born to live 100 years.
比如诸位已经是100岁。
From the day he is born, his 100 years far away he is from death.
从出生的那一天直到100岁的那一天。
He can live 100 years.
他可以活100岁。
But he is always not in the same position. He is growing.
但他不是在同样的情况之下，他总是在成长着。
This child grows and someday he becomes a boy of 10 years.
从小孩子很快的就变成了十岁。
Now this boy of 10 years is playful. He is pleasing his parents. He is living a happy life. But how many years is he far from death? 10 years pass, therefore 90 years more he has to live. Death is 90 years away from him.
现在这个小孩子他可以活得很快乐，跟他的父母亲生活在一块，无忧无虑的，可是他还剩下90年的时间呢。
This means he has come through years, 10 years towards death. 10 years he passed from his lifetime.
这就是说他现在只活了十年的光阴，还有很长的人生。
Now the child grows. Someday he becomes 20 years old. Now how is he far from death?
这小孩子他长大了，很快就会变成20岁，他又是什么个样子呢？
Out of his lifetime, now 20 years pass. Therefore, he has to live only 80 years.
20岁已经过去了，他还剩下80年可以活。
He can't stay in the same state. He has to grow. He has to pass time. Now, someday he becomes 30 years old.
他无法总是那么样的年轻，还是会成长的，很快就到了30岁。
Now, how far is he from death?
他又过的怎么样子的生活呢？
Out of 130 years passed, now only 70 years remain.
100 岁的寿命，他活了30岁，只剩下70年。
When he becomes 40 years, then only 60 more years he can live.
当他活到40岁的时候，他只剩下60岁可以活。
Passing days and months, now he come to 50 years.
很快的，他又变成50岁了。
Now he can live only 50 more years.
他只剩下50年的光阴可以活。
So, gradually, time passes. And he becomes 60 years old.
渐渐的，时间过去了，他已经变成60岁了。
Now, how far is he from death?
他还有多少年可以活呢？
Only 40 years.
只剩下40年。
Someday, he becomes 70 years old.
有一天，他又变成70岁了。
He can live 30 years more.
他只剩下30年可以活。
After some years, he became 80 years old.
几年之后，他变成八十岁了。
20 years more, he can live.
只剩下二十年可以活。
Time passes, and he becomes 90 years old.
时间又过去了，他已经活到九十岁。
Only 10 more years he can live.
只剩下十年可以活。
Then gradually.Days passes, months passes, then he become 99 years.
渐渐的，一天一天的过去了，一月一月的过去了，他已经变成九十九岁了。
Only one more year he can live.
只剩下一年的光阴可以活。
Now 100 years comes, he dies.
然后一百岁到了，他过世了。
Now we have to examine very carefully what has happened to him. From birth, he passes days and days, and slowly he reached death afterwards.
我们必须很仔细的来检查他的一生，他从他出生的那一天，他慢慢的长大。
So we call it living between death and birth. This midway part, we call living. So what is the meaning of living? Passing the time.
因此，我们用中道。来看生命，什么是生活呢？生活只是在过时间而已。
The more he grows, the nearer he comes to death.
他长得越大，越接近死亡。
So, from this it is very clear, the living is a journey to death.
因此，从这一件事可以很清楚地告诉我们，所谓的生活就是活着迈向死亡。
To make it clearer, living is passing time, passing the lifetime, passing the time that he should live. So he passes this time.He passes more and more, he comes near death.
所以什么是生活呢？生活就是过时间，就是消耗生命寿命，就是迈向死亡。
So what we call living the life is nothing but a journey to death.
因此我们说过生活就是迈向死亡的旅程。
This journey to death begins at birth.
这个迈向死亡的旅程始自出生的那一天。
This journey ends in death.
这是从生到死的旅程。
So, birth is the beginning to go to death.
因此，生就是死的开始。
Living is going towards death.
生活就是朝向死亡。
The end of the journey is death.
生活的结束就是死亡。
So our life in every way is bound by death.
因此我们的生活生命在每一个方面都是受着死亡的束缚。
When we say birth is the beginning of the journey to death, can you take it as a happy one?
当您听到生就是迈向死亡这句话的时候，你还能够 吊郎当很快乐吗？
If you, when you live, you pass the time, go nearer and nearer death, can you take that living as a happiness?
当你活着是在迈向死亡的时候，你还能够过着快乐的生活吗？
Do you take death as happiness?
你会把它当作是一件快乐的事吗？
So man's life begins with unsatisfactory state. Living is unsatisfactory. In this way it is a journey to death.And its end, death also is unsatisfactory.
因此，人的生命就是从苦来开始的，同时是继续的苦，苦到死亡为止。
Now you are listening to me. Though you listen to me, every moment your lifetime, duration of life,passes moment by moment, moment by moment, minute by minute. It passes and you are going towards this even at this time when you listen to me.
现在诸位都在听我讲话，时间一分一秒的过去，即使诸位在听我讲话，时间仍然在消逝着。
You look atTelevision pictures and enjoy, but you don't know your lifetime passes.
当诸位在看电视，很高兴的时候，生命已经过去了。
You play cricket and many other kinds of things, but you don't know secretly, unknown to you.Your life becomes shorter and shorter.
也许大家都在享受着若干的事情，可是生命在悄悄在秘密的减少着。
This truth that you are going towards death every moment, this truth is hidden by so many outward things, so many the so-called enjoyments.
这一个真理，这一个我们时刻都在迈向死亡的真理，被许多表面上是享乐的事情所隐藏着。
There are various kinds of enjoyments. All these things make you forget what you.Really are and where you are going.
享乐的事情可以有很多，可是我们千万要记住，我们是要往哪里去的。
These all enjoyments and other things are making you forgetful of what happens. That is the truth.
这些享乐的事只是让大家来忘记您的生命迈向死亡的真理。
Actual truth is that this life in this way unsatisfactory.
最高的真理就是人生是苦的。
Suppose you die someday.But there is a very strong power, the strongest power in the world, that is tanha, trishna, craving, clinging to this life, your desire, strong desire to live. Because of this strong desire to live, this life, the death does not end your life. Your thought stream passes from this.Body to another one.
假设有一天诸位去世了，可是由于贪爱， 对于生命的极度贪爱，使得诸位的死亡并不是生命的结束，仍然会在轮回。
In other words, you are reborn in another life and begin to do the same thing. That is, you start going to death and you go towards death and you die in the other life also.
换言之，诸位是在投生另一起的生命开始，又是苦，又是成长，然后又是过世。
This same thing happens all over the world, in all the people.
这一件事情在全世界的每一个人身上重复发生着。
This is called the round of rebirth or samsara.
这就是所谓的生死轮回。
What is the use of recurring death? What is the use of going towards death over and over again in every life? What is the use of dying in every life? Why do you continue this?
生死轮回有什么用处呢？为什么大家又要持续的生死轮回？它又有什么样的功用呢？
But you can't help, you have a strong desire. Because of the desire, this happens.
不过诸位，您还得不断的生死轮回，因为诸位还有强烈的贪欲，对于生命有强烈的执着。
So the first truth the Buddha has told is that life is unsatisfactory.
所以佛所说的第一圣谛就是人生是苦的。
The second truth is the tanha, the strong desire brings you back over and over again to this dying earth, a dying world.
第二圣谛就是极谛，那一个使诸位持续在生生死死轮回的贪爱。
These are the two first truth. Then the next truth is freedom from this long journey of suffering.
上面就是前两个圣谛，第三就是从苦获得解脱。
There is a state in which there is no death. There is no journey to death.Such a state there is, we call it nirvana.
在这个解脱苦的境界是没有死亡的，是没有迈向死亡的旅程的，我们称之为涅槃。
This nirvana is not nothingness.
涅槃并不是空无一物。
It is not annihilation.
它也不是什么都没有。
Nirvana is a state. It is full of peace and eternal bliss. It is quite opposite to the world.
涅槃是充满着安详，永恒的安详的境界。
You know,There is something called heat in the world. There is its opposite in coolness.
诸位知道，我们这个世间有热这回事，而热的反面就是清凉。
There is darkness in the world. In the same way, there is its opposite in light.
世间有黑暗，黑暗的反面就是光明。
There is a state called disease, but it has its opposite in health.
人有生病的时候，生病的反面就是健康。
That health is not nothingness.
健康并不是空无一物。
Darkness is existing. It is existing in the same way light also is existing. It is the truth.
因此呢，所谓的光明也不是空无一物，健康也不是空无一物。
Heat is existing, you know, you experience. In the same way, coolness also you can experience. It is not nothingness.
热，你可以感觉得到；同样的清凉，您也可以感觉得到。
In the same way, this unsatisfactory world, unsatisfactory life in the world full of suffering is existing. There is its opposite side, which we call Nirvana, is also existing. It is not nothingness.
因此，苦，人生的苦，诸位可以经验得到；而苦的反面，诸位也可以经验得到，那就是涅槃。
But Nirvana can't be compared to anything in the world.
但涅槃不是世间任何一件事物所可比拟的。
You can show Nirvana by the things in the world. All the things in the world are subject to change and death and destruction, but Nirvana is not destruction, not destructive, not changing.
苦是世间在改变，而世间的一切事物都没有办法用来形容涅槃，因为世间的一切都是无常，生住异灭，而涅槃是永远的快乐，永远的安详。
Worldly man's mind is used to think according to the world. It has accepted the world as happiness, therefore he can't see Nirvana.
因此呢，所谓的苦就是常经验着无常，而苦的习灭就是经验到涅槃。
When you practice vipassana, vidarshana, meditation, and develop it, you attain to a certain state called sotapatti, enter in the stream.
当诸位练习禅修、观禅的时候，就可以进入这个圣境。
When you reach that state, mentally, you can clearly see Nirvana and you can experience it in this very life.
当诸位进入这个圣境的时候，您就可以很清楚地看到涅槃的境界。
So Nirvana is not nothingness.
所以涅槃并不是空无一物。
So,Lord Buddha spoke now, as I have explained to you, three things. Unsatisfactoriness of life in the world, its cause, the strong desire towards the world, desire for the world, and Nirvana. These are the first three things.
因此，到现在为止，佛陀已经说了三件事情。第一件是苦， 第二件是苦的来源是对于世界的强烈贪着，第三就是苦的熄灭。
Now the question is how to attain Nirvana.
现在问题就是如何证得涅槃。
Lord Buddha said, Eightfold Path is the only way to attain Nirvana or freedom from all suffering.
佛陀说，八正道是唯一从苦解脱证得涅槃的方法。
Eightfold Path or Eight-Factored Path, this path to Nirvana, path to freedom consists of eight factors.
八正道是通往涅槃之道，包含八个要素。
The first one is Samyak Drushti, Sammaditti or right understanding the nature of your life.
第一是正见，对于生命的性质有真实的了解。
The second one is Samyak Sankalpa, right thought, free from all blemishes, all passions.
第二是正思维，没有任何的偏见，任何的邪恶思想。
The third one is right word, free from all wrong words.
第三是正语，不说迫害性的语言。
The fourth factor is right deed, free from all wrong deeds.
第四是正业，不做不正当的行为。
The next one is the right livelihood, free from all wrong way of earning your living.
接下来是正命，不从事不正当的谋生工作。
The seventh one is right mindfulness.
第七是正念。
The eighth one is right concentration.
第八是正定。
Consisting of these eight,